we were really excited to be able to get this project moving, and coming in under budget on the bids is a great way to start that. This entails a 5-classroom addition in order to execute the move that the board approved this past spring and bringing 7th and 8th graders to this facility for the 2022-23 school year.
And the timeline now in terms of construction and putting the wheels in motion, so to speak?
Well, that's one of the things that we're hoping to get going even yet this week with the pre-construction meeting and breaking ground very shortly on this. The addition will not impact the existing educational process going on this fall, and so we hope to be able to work through the fall and early winter to get as far along as we can.
And then as far as this addition, can you kind of speak to the funding mechanism of how this is going to work?
Well, we're able to fund this partially through the third round of federal stimulus related to the COVID pandemic, as well as district reserves that have been generated through the 1-cent sales tax, as well as savings in our operation and maintenance fund. The low bid was just over $1.6 million. Construction estimates that were put together earlier this summer when prices were at their highest was looking more like at $2.2 million for this project. So we're very pleased with where we're at right now.
And then to segue, there's still some facility issues that are yet to be determined. And I know you gave an update at the last regular school board meeting. So where are we at in the process in regards to that?
Well, we hope to have the full results of that available to discuss at our October meeting in a couple weeks. And we're looking forward with the Building and Grounds Committee to hearing from our consultants in that at a meeting prior to our regular scheduled board meeting.